contamination, it would have a terrible effect on a lot of other countries around the world. Now, so what we're doing here, we're not throwing anybody's face in, but we say we have a treaty with Taiwan to keep our treaty with.
Correct.
Just, you know, Mr. President, another point that I think should be underscored is that Japan's interests are very much involved in this whole question, and as you know, John, and where they have, the Japanese have more trade with Taiwan than they do mainland China, and that we have, incidentally, I think, have done a good job consulting with the Japanese. They're quite pleased about how we worked this thing out with them. I'm talking about representation. They'll be good strong supporters, George. So will Australia. Australia isn't very good. In fact, they keep their foreign minister out here complaining about his ain't policy.
New Zealand.
I wish you well.
We'd like to go now to the economy. And I've asked John Conlon to speak to this point. You all in various briefings and so forth, and of course, greatly discussed professors, but John has made some very, very effective statements, including on various debates in the nation, including also statements on the public in regard to the wage price guideline situation. And what we're really interested in is what members of the gathering will be out now. This month of August in the Congress, and also the judge will be out not here to make speeches for us, but I hope you all have some time off. But to have again impressed upon you, and all of us should have impressed upon us, the positive as well as the negative facts about the economy. Right, how to introduce this subject in this way from a political standpoint. What we have to realize is that what really matters about an economy politically is not how it is, but what people say it is, and how big it is, the subject in the people's minds.